The footy is back in March, and so is Chadstone Toyota as a sponsor of True Bloods.
Aren't we glad about that, Deeble? And you know what? Toyota's new Hilux can help you do these three things. It gives you all the power you need, it allows you to make an entrance, and most importantly, Deeble, it keeps your tools safe.
How good is that, Mads? And Chadstone Toyota have an offer for you. If you take delivery of your Toyota before the 30th of June, you can get $1,500 worth of genuine accessories. How good's that, Mads?
How good is that, Deeble? And that's for the Hilux SR5 Rogue GR Sport as well. T's and C's apply.
I'm Chad Warner, and you're listening to True Bloods, the number one Sydney Swans independent podcast.
Jeez, this is the most one-eyed podcast.
Yeah, it's what we're here to do.
Let's go. Let's actually go.
For mine, boys.
For yours, Deeble.
I'm about to blow a gasket in here.
You've kicked three goals for the day, Deeble.
What is going on?
Damaging team.
Damaging disposal.
He's been very, very average.
Our best is the best in the competition. This is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast, back in the Image Online studio in Abbotsford to review the bloody outstanding win against the Pies on the G Friday night, the upcoming clash against the Dons at the SCG, 7:30 p.m. and everything else Sydney Swans, as always, joined by the one and only Madison Clark. How are you after that win, Mads?
Doesn't get much better than that, champion. Wow.
Wowee. What a performance by the boys.
Bloody believable, Deeble. You were in fine form on Friday night. Winner's piss, as you like to call it.
It's the sweetest tasting, most delicious thing that I like on my tonsils is winner's piss.
It certainly is, Deeble. It certainly is. What a performance.
Yeah. From go to woe, right? From the outset, we were on. And although in that first quarter, it didn't quite go on the scoreboard, you knew we were on.
And that's the thing. I know I was so confident pre-game. If you just have to look at the fourth quarter from our game against Melbourne, you knew if you could carry that form over, we win. We just win. And we did.
Yeah.
Elite pressure all the time. All the time, man. It was nuts.
It's nearly the biggest thing to take out of the game, isn't it? That forward pressure on Collingwood trying to exit our D50.
You're exactly right. And that was where the game was won.
Yeah.
You know, we pressured them. We scored 78 points from turnover.
Berserk number.
That's an absolutely berserk number, Deeble.
It really is. It's crazy.
And so the transition football from our D50 moving forward is probably my favourite thing to watch at the moment. We are an inherently watchable football team, Deeble. Very.
And you can't always say that in the last 20 years of supporting this club.
In fact, the bloody AFL CEO at the time, Andrew Demetrio, literally said the opposite, Deeble.
It's a crazy turnaround in the fabric of our club and how we play footy. It's a really pleasant thing to watch, and it's exciting. It's so exciting to watch us play. But you know what? While we're on stats, Mads, you know what was another berserk stat? And it intertwines perfectly.
Hit me.
With pressure is the tackle numbers.
Oh, yeah.
We flogged Collingwood on Friday night in general, but we flogged them in the tackle count. It was 72 to 51 tackles. We were plus 21 tackles, Madison Clark.
We certainly were, Deeble.
And it's crazy when you're winning as easy as we did to have the pressure numbers like that. It's something you don't see that big a discrepancy too often.
And to go on, to use that as a segue, Deeble, to another interesting stat I picked up. Plus 15 in one percenters. Yeah. And boy, wasn't that obvious at the ground.
Fundamentals.
We wanted it more, Deeble. Yeah. They don't want it. They don't want it.
How many times did that come out of your mouth? There were a few times.
I will say, in the car on the way over here, I did say that I was, I was barracking for my team, or was it? But I did. There were a couple of they didn't want it.
That's not too bad. I said, we just want it more. Yeah, they don't want it.
It's all about phrasing, Deeble.
Yeah, it's funny. I had a good time, mate. It was a good game to watch. I went, had the privilege.
The privilege, Deeble.
Of sitting with Big Zane and Red and White and taking him to the footy, which is awesome. He puts out some good Swannies content, and he's been doing it for a long time over on your Twitter. So it was awesome to watch a game with Zano. We were outnumbered, as to be expected.
Yes.
But I think from every interaction I had at the footy, and there were a couple, I walked out 3-0, and when your team wins, it makes it all the more sweeter.
Just tick, 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 tick.
Keep ticking the boxes.
The best thing is seeing the faithful inside the MCG.
Yeah.
It's often in the urinal for me.
Mate, we'll get to that in the social sec. We'll save that for the social sec.
Sure.
That is very good. That was very funny to come through on the socials, that was. But and the Melbourne faithful rocked up. It's so hard when you play a team like Collingwood and you just sort of nearly drowned out, but that wasn't the case. The Melbourne faithful came. We were loud in voice, and we may have been outnumbered, but you still can't stop that Sydney chant when you know you're up by. The game is home and hosed, and the Sydney chant goes up away from home. It's so good to see.
Yeah, it's the best. They were leaving in the first 5 minutes of the final quarter.
Yeah. Fickle.
They're not great.
Fickle.
They're not great supporters. It wouldn't be fun being like that. That is just, it's over the top.
Yeah.
I know we run a podcast, Deeble. The greatest pod in the land. But it's over the top how they
We always stick it out to the end.
Of course.
You have to.
It's a non-negotiable.
Have to. It's not a way to bring up your kids. And there are a couple of Collingwood supporters who happened to leave early, and it was very satisfying.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Yep. It's good. Hey, Deeble.
Yes.
I want to start us off by mentioning a player who I think was unfairly thrown in this on the scrap heap by many pre-season. And I speak, of course, of Lewis Malakin.
Yes.
Because he was unreal, mate.
He set the tone. To be honest, Absolutely. He was phenomenal in that first half.
He had 3 intercept marks before McCartan had even touched it.
It was big, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was, really good start by Malakin, and it's good. See, this is another player, along with Haynes, right? Had issues with his body for years. Just hasn't been able to get right. Even last year, he was starting to find some form and then out with a hammy and, you know, just having that preseason and we use the word continuity a lot. But when you do get that continuity in your game, you see players like Lewis Malakin flourish.
He also, by foot, really good, comfortable with the footy. I wasn't nervous or concerned. I think he's really finding his feet now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be bloody hard to take his spot off him if he stays fit and healthy.
For sure. It's always an interesting spot, that second key defender. So you've got to be versatile, and it can, you know, it's hard to keep your spot at times, but he's sewn that up for the time being. And, you know, he's only had the 9 touches, 5 grabs, 4 tackles, right? But every time he got the ball, he did something with it.
Yep.
And effective, and played his man, and his men were a non-factor in the game. So, yeah, fantastic to see by Lewis. Now, I want to bring up a guy, Mads, who I reckon the first 40 minutes of the game just spoke so true of a man out of form, but he turned it on its head. Complete 180, and that was Logan McDonald.
Yeah.
Right? With 10 minutes into that second quarter, there was one where he had to get the Dukes out, went for it with the chest, and I turned to Zane. I said, I don't reckon I've ever seen a man more out of form than Logan McDonald, right? Really concerned, genuinely concerned. But you know what got Logs into that game? Work rate.
Yep.
Worked up the ground, worked back, kept working, and it paid off, and he got 3 cheap goals over the back. Through work rate.
Now, I will... interesting you say the word cheap. I had a Collingwood supporter near me sort of advised that he'd only kicked 3 cheap goals and 1 sort of marked on the line and around the body, right? And I said, well, sir, actually, I don't consider them cheap goals at all.
Yeah.
Because it is all work rate. Yeah. So that they were pleasing to me for two reasons. One, he's working hard.
Yep.
And this speaks to his football smarts, his footy head that we've always talked about. That's about getting in the right position. There's nothing cheap about it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
This is a man who has seen the game unfold in front of him and positioned himself where he's completely loose and in the goal square.
Yeah, easy is probably
the right
terminology. But as you say, he's only getting that opportunity is because he's outworked his opponent.
And this is how you get into form.
Yep.
Because on the back of four goals, touch wood, Deeble, he flourishes now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
because
he needs.
Because all he needed was a bit of kick the footy a couple of times.
Yeah.
Take a few grabs.
For sure.
You know?
Which he did, mate.
And he's a complete confidence player.
He's had 15 touches, 8 grabs, 4 goals, 2, you know, over 100 on your super coach, 128. It's a great game for Logan to get back in form against a huge opposition Friday night lights at the G. Capable. That just shows he's capable.
Totally.
But yeah, if you don't know footy, you look at Logan McDonald's game and you're like, yeah, you know, had some cheap ones, right? Where he got it through work rate and got easy goals over the back.
100%.
And that's our system too. We overrun people. We use our ball movement. People try and attack us with that defensive line coming up at the ball carrier, and we get them over the back.
Totally. And Deeble, you are a professional podcaster because you are just segueing me nicely into these points that I want to make, because the next player I want to talk about in relation to system is James Jordan.
Yeah.
Now, this is a guy, in terms of stats, I'll pull up his stats if the old dog and bone's going to allow.
Yeah, so you're going through for the AFL Live, and it's just not going to work for you.
No, see, it, while we're sort of talking and using dead air here, I'm certainly coming to a point where I've got James Jordan's numbers up right here. Now, he's had 19 disposals. He's had 4 tackles. It's a game. It's a nice game. Not world-beating. But what I took from it is he knows and is already galvanized into our systems.
Yep.
He doesn't look lost. He doesn't look out of place. He's always there. The way we're transitioning from D50, he's always there for the link-up handball.
Yeah.
Now, did he miss a couple of handballs? Sure, he did. He did. But it says to me that he's a fast learner. And that he is very, very much a part of this midfield.
It was interesting watching the footy shows on Fox Footy last night. They said if we could handball with the skill that we execute by foot off halfback, we're nearly unstoppable.
Yeah.
Like we're just quick and a little bit rushed via hand. You find it and it gets the target, and you know, but there's a little bit of fumbling and that type of stuff.
And you'd hope this is that'll come.
Yeah,
like it's round one.
It's more experience in it's a slightly different brand where we're playing. I think we've got the tempo better, and the running gun is in a real wave. It's different. It's not trying to pick out and dice through the 45. It's going a wave. And yeah, there's a couple lines of it.
It's numbers.
Yeah.
It's pure numbers. And I mean, speaking of
But in saying that, just getting sort of technical.
Oh, please.
I think you think about Collingwood and stuff, their game the last 2 years, they would be in a pack, right? There's sort of 8 around a contest like this, and they would chop and change through the middle like this.
Yep.
Where we have this real depth to us. We use the wings, and there's that wing on the outside, chop through, and then you've got the half forwards leading up as well. It's a different sort of system, and it's good to see.
And on that, we had 36 more marks in them.
Yeah. Control the footy.
Control the footy. Possess the footy, Deeble.
Yeah. You know what's awesome? Playing this great footy, and we're not reliant on a guy like Tommy Papley.
Yeah.
At the same time, perhaps he's doing his job. He's entering that middle when he needs to. He's getting enough of the ball. He's dangerous, but not dominating at the moment.
Doesn't need to.
Doesn't need to.
Everybody else.
The spread is so good.
It's a balanced effort.
Let's just go to the top of the stat sheet. Let me just rail off.
Let me just tell you.
Let me just tell you, boys, these three we got at the top. We've got Errol Goulden. What do they call him? NASA.
NASA.
Because he loves space.
Loves space.
Simply, you should not give Errol Goulden space. He'll dice you up every time on that left foot. He's had 30, Mads. He has 7 inside 50s where you want Errol having the ball. Probably wasn't in the centre as much. Stuck to that wing.
But that's his bread and butter.
And tore up Dacos, lined up on him and had the far superior game. And the guy in form, the guy with probably 6 Brownlow votes, Isaac Heaney.
Our man.
Wow.
He would be sleeping. He's either one of two things. He's either sleeping like an absolute baby or he can't sleep because he's so excited.
Yeah.
He is just playing. He would know, surely, that he's playing the best football of his career.
Yeah. The two things I take from Isaac Heaney's game at the moment is his disposal. He's got this penetration to his kick at the moment, and he's smart. He's kicking it to really smart areas. Mm. Like that ball that he put into Chad, right, got over the Collingwood defense, and Chad was leading up at the ball, which is a new it's a new string to Chad's bow,
yep,
too. He hasn't had that in the last couple of years, but Haynes has got that.
Do you know why, just before you move on to your next one, do you know why I think he's so good at that?
Why?
He's just kicking it how he'd like it kicked to him.
He knows.
That's a good thing about having a forward turn.
Great point, for sure. And the second point is the way Haynes is moving, mate. Gliding across the ground. And the way he's seen the game open up, he'll chop back in to give himself like really good like penetration on that right foot. He's just moving so well, mate.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Do you think this is the first time in a number of years that he hasn't been injured?
100%. Nothing surer.
He just looks completely loose, doesn't he?
Does. It's amazing. It's amazing. He must just have been carrying so much stuff over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Just looks a completely different beast on field.
Oh, yeah.
It's so exciting.
The man in the TNs.
The TNs. That's a real sort of Madison Clark operation. Oh, if you were in the midfield for the Swannies.
Oh, I'm wearing the TNs.
You would have the TNs on.
I'd have the cigarette packets tucked up my shorts.
Yes.
Or in the sock. Dude, it was cool. He's the perfect guy to wear them.
Yeah.
And boy, if you're going to wear TN footy boots, you need to play a game like he did. And he tore shreds through the Magpies.
How was that steal off side bottom when he's trying to go to Pendlebury and they're just running inside? First goal of the game for the Swannies. Like, oh, just reading the game so well. And the scoreboard impact, man. Jeez, we love a little bit of scoreboard impact from midfielders.
We do, Deeble. Three of the best.
So good, man.
But you're right, that I've never seen him do that before.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play as an actual forward before.
It's Luke Parker-esque. Going forward like Parks has in the past and leading up at the footy. First time I've seen him do it, and dynamic, man.
Everything that we heard from the club at the 150th Guernsey launch is coming to fruition. They've got this all planned out, seemingly, so far.
Yeah.
Even with significant injuries, I just reckon they're going gangbusters. What did you make of the game of Braden Campbell?
Yeah, look, he's the one where if Parks or Adams is coming back into this side in the next month, he's a name that's going up where it's, are you adding all the value that you can to this team? At the moment, it's a no, but the team is playing so well. He's part of that structure. Do you mess with the structure?
I reckon he's almost there, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, with him, it's just about confidence.
Yeah.
Like the one the week before, kick that goal.
Kick the goal, yeah.
And I just think sometimes if he lets rip instead of trying to be a little bit too cute.
Yeah.
I think he will improve. His game will improve.
Definitely.
What the hell would I know? But it feels like there's just maybe his confidence is just a little bit under where it needs to be.
It's a good point. I think It's a bit of the Logan McDonald's confidence player, and he just needs that game. He needs the, you know, the 25 touches and going by 90% game.
Yeah.
That's what he needs.
Justin McInerney?
Really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Really nice game.
Yep. Him, Cunningham, Rowey, you know?
Can I give you a stat?
Yeah. Of course you can.
Every single player outside of the forward line, so everybody, the mids, the backs, except Grundy, went at 70% or above.
Yeah, right. There's a stat.
There's a stat.
Ball use, bro.
Dude.
Noticeable too, hey.
I was watching it. I was watching the replay and I'm like, let me just go through the list.
Can you just repeat the stat? That's...
Everybody except the forward line, so except the forward six and Brody Grundy, go at 70% and above.
So good.
Like that. That's how you win football games.
Yep.
You don't turn it over.
For sure. For sure.
You're hitting the target 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
That, like, that is just, if you keep that up, very hard.
Yeah, hard to beat. The unsung hero, I mentioned his name before, Rowey.
Dude.
13 tackles, bro.
Dude.
Insane number.
That was ball any day of the week.
That was ball on DeGoey, and but how good was Rowey's finish?
Oh,
in
man.
The second, bro.
You want to talk about penetration?
Yes.
Wow.
From 50, the low bullet through the middle of the big sticks. Let's go, Rowey. Come on. Got to get the man a Brownlow vote. But he's had a massive 142 Supercoach points from 16 touches.
He's just the most unheralded
so
hero. But he's surely got to sort of start getting talked about now.
Yeah.
Because he's absolutely... What was his tackles table?
13.
13!
13!
13!
It's an interesting... Was it the Swan's Nest on Instagram put up? Chad Kane Corn said someone was the best defensive player, best defensive mid in the comp or whatever. And then the Swan's Nest put up James Rowbottom's numbers and just absolutely tearing him up. You know what I mean? That's the recognition that Rowey deserves in the mainstream.
They said Blake Akers, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
You're bang on.
Blake Akers.
Correct.
Yeah, no, I...
Got him covered well and truly.
He just gets it done.
He does, man. So good. But the evenness of that performance on the weekend. Robbie Fox, thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even his performance in general, the role.
It's more the role. And I think he's playing the role well.
Yep.
He still worries me up there a little bit. But I think every week he's improving as well.
Yeah. Did he have two shots at goal at the start,
yes.
Or was that last week?
No, he had two.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, from the pocket.
Was it
was just the one?
Yeah, I just like to see him hit the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And then you can't question anything he's doing.
No, you can't.
It'd be What's he? Did he kick any? No, he didn't kick any behinds. Didn't even score. I think I'm getting the two games mixed up.
Yeah, actually, I just had a look at. Tom McCartan's numbers, he was below 70, but that's all.
Yeah, that's right.
Jake Lloyd, 94%.
Yeah, I did see that because I feel like, I don't know, we've got this big expectation of Jake Lloyd to be having 25-plus every week, where it's a different thing this year.
You can see that his role's changed with Matty Roberts kicking in.
Yeah. Well, Blakey was taking a lot more kick-ins this week, which was surprising.
Yep.
After with what... Matty Roberts did last week.
Yeah.
But they're the two. They're the two you want using it to. And Blakey's role is perfection.
Well,
it's perfection.
Didn't even have to do his runs, you know. Just hit targets. And that's all they do. It's all Ollie Florent did as well.
Yeah.
Hit targets.
Execute your foot skills. And start doing the same thing by hand. And it was great for Broads to have the game he did. Didn't have to dominate. Yeah, we still got it done around the ground.
It's just the stoppage, our stoppage clearances plus 3, centre clearances minus 8.
Yeah. That's the one concern out of the last 2 weeks. Centre bounce clearances, it's such a big part of the game with the 6-6-6. You have to start six in every position. Yep. We've got to neutralise that number.
But that, I see that vastly improving with Millsy.
For sure. For sure. And but Parker. Like, that's what kept Collingwood in the game in that first quarter. They kicked two goals from centre bounce, yep. I reckon. But yeah, mate, it's such a well-rounded effort on the weekend.
Totally.
And
Wixie, again.
Comes on.
Exactly what he needs to do.
Let's go.
What did you make of Amati?
Good. He had his couple of clunking grabs. Still.
Just kick through the ball, Joel.
Kicks the goals. Normally does.
But you know, he missed two absolute sitters by his standards.
Yeah.
And especially that one on halftime.
He's normally the...
That was like 15 metres out. Man.
Yeah. He's normally the one who kicks well. That's a trademark of his game. Yeah. But yeah, he kicks those. He's kicked three for the night, hasn't he?
That's right.
That's all we need out of Joel. But especially dry night, dry day game, his ability in the air, it's an X factor.
Oh, yeah.
Keep playing the way we are. Wixie is sub. Amati gets subbed if he's not dominating.
See, I thought our forward line looked so functional last night, on Friday night.
Yeah.
So functional.
Yeah, man. Totally agree. But it's all working really well at the moment. You can't pick too many problems in our game style or anything like that. And the one stat which we touched on before, the centre bounce clearances, you fix that up and there's not too much going wrong. And at the same time, I would say is it's a long bloody year and there's a lot of footy ahead of us.
You don't want to peak in March, right?
No. Still yet to see a flag won in March, mate.
I've never seen it, Deeble. Now, the one thing that was concerning in the first quarter, and this is where I thought, geez, I mean, they went in to quarter time a point up, remember?
Yep.
And there were just a couple of moments in D50 and forward 50 that we probably just didn't talk enough.
Yes. Yeah, there were.
You got to look for, I guess, ways to improve.
The one Bobby Hill coming through,
yeah,
two up.
Yeah, doesn't that just...
Oh, killed me. It
almost threw my chips, Deeble. it's those sort of things, you know, and Wilbur probably in the one up forward. Logan has to say, yeah. Will, get out of the
get
way.
Get out of the way. Demand it.
Yeah.
So I've got it, Wilbur.
Key forward gets right away.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. It was annoying, that one. That would have been number five.
The only other annoying one was Lloydie.
Yeah, just the fumbles. Fumbles.
He got a shocking bounce.
Yeah, you know what it is though? Papley kicked the goal. I know you got kick the goal. That's your bread and butter. But he had two running in. It was like far out. And this is the thing. We still nearly win by 10 goals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we've got these little nitpicking things. But yeah, look, there are a couple of things throughout the game. But yeah, phenomenal performance.
I'm not worried about the junk time goals as much as some people are.
Nah.
I mean.
Yeah, a lot of their stuff was in red time.
Oh, yeah.
Not just in that last
quarter. No.
Yeah.
In the
first three. Second,
yeah, first three as well.
Yeah.
So, look, you're really nitpicking when you're looking for things. Accuracy, you got to get that right, especially against the reigning premiers on their home deck.
Yeah.
You got to take those opportunities, and luckily it didn't come back to bite us.
But, definitely.
I mean, there's definitely areas to improve in. That's the thing. We're nowhere near peaking, Deebs. It's really exciting. I think, you know, Benny spoke last year about the group galvanizing.
Yeah.
We look galvanized.
Galvanized. Big
we
time.
We are ready to go.
Yeah.
It's really exciting, and I'm happy to be on the ride with you, my friend.
Yeah, it's the best, mate. And the faithful, come along for the ride. Get to all the social stuff. Hang out with your mates. Go to every game you can, because this is bloody exciting, and you don't get a team like this very often.
No.
So come along for the ride, faithful. We're coming with you, and we'll be back right after this. Travellers, listen up. Tired of racking up hefty international roaming charges on your phone? Say goodbye to expensive fees and hello to Big E Sims. Our instant online eSIMs are the perfect solution for travellers who want to stay connected without breaking the bank.
With big eSIMs, you can enjoy secure, trusted and seamless connectivity in over 100 countries, meaning global roaming at local prices. And here's the best part. As a listener of True Bloods, you're going to get an exclusive 50% discount on all big eSIMs purchased in March. Just use the code word TRUEBLOODS. Don't miss out on this amazing offer.
Visit bigesims.com now to take advantage of the deal and travel smarter. Chadston Toyota are back on board as a sponsor of True Bloods this month, and you can find them down at 1547 Dandenong Road in Oakley, or call the team on 9568-0933. And geez, they've got some deals for us, Mads.
Oh, Deeble, don't they ever. They're continuing the vehicle lube service from last year, Deeble. That's for the SUV and 4x4 vehicle services, which is $320, including GST. The small passenger vehicle, which is $260, including GST. And essential service only, not logbook. And of course, Deeble, as always, T's and C's apply.
Call up the service team and get your lube inspection booked in. And don't forget about the used cars, the new cars down there, the brand new Hilux Mads down at Chadston Toyota.
Welcome back to True Bloods. Jeez, it's good.
It's so good. It's so enjoyable when your team is playing good footy.
You know what the better thing about it is?
What?
When you know how... You've known for a couple of years how good they can be, and they start reaching their potential.
Yeah, it's fulfilling potential. That's what we're doing at the moment, aren't we?
But there's really nothing better in life than fulfilling potential, or seeing people fulfill their potential.
Yeah.
Satisfying, Deeble.
For sure. The first time we saw this brand of footy was like the back end of that COVID year.
Yeah.
That we could see the change, right? And then that 2021, I go back to that game against the
GWS.
Giants. Man, and we just played that quarter of footy, and I was like, oh my God, that wins premierships.
Errol's 18 then.
Yes.
You know?
Fuck. Come on, boys.
Let's go, boys.
Only 23 to go. Come on. 24 to go. Maybe.
Do you want to do some social engagement?
Oh, I love a little bit of social engagement.
Now, the faithful got down in their droves to the Union House Hotel.
We turn it red and white. We paint the walls red and white every time we go there.
I had a plethora of colleagues running around there. I wonder if anybody asked what bank we do, in fact, work for. I haven't had any DMs through about that. But, wow, it was red and white.
It was. It's so good. It's just being amongst your people, amongst the faithful, where we come from all walks of life. We've got your grandmothers. We've got your 18-year-olds, right?
Who was a member for 20 bloody years.
20 bloody years.
Alistair Wilson.
Alistair. He's 19, right, faithful? But he's 20. He's a 20-year member, Mads.
It's berserk.
It's a berserk stat.
It is. It's
they
nuts.
Came back for some winner's piss. Having a few jars back at the union afterwards.
He's barely bloody legal, Deeble.
It's a semi-bloody illiterate, Madison. But yeah, it's just so good. And oh, God, honestly, we joke about it, but having a drink with the faithful post-game after a win like that is just so enjoyable, mate.
The thing we have to remember is we've knocked off the reigning premiers on their home deck after they unfurled their flag.
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts.
Way to crash the party, hey?
Yeah, way to crash the party.
So good. Awesome stuff.
But,
boys,
I mean, also,
up.
It's a long season.
It is.
Just, but I mean, this is something I've learned from supporting the New York Yankees as well. And I've talked about this before. For them, for the Yankee supporters, it is World Series or bust. Don't talk to me about the regular season. Tell me when we win a World Series. That's the wrong way to watch sport and support a team. Completely wrong way. You've got to enjoy these moments. Otherwise, what is the point, Debs?
You got to come along for the journey. It's a journey, Mads.
I know
how I felt sitting there through an 80-point drubbing in 2022. I know how I felt.
Yeah, I do too, Debs.
And that's where I call upon everyone to celebrate the wins after knocking off the premiers on their home deck.
Absolutely.
That's why I support the wins like we do, because I remember what it felt like to sit there through an 80-point drubbing on grand final day, right? And not for the first time.
Jeez, he's good.
So that's why.
He's good, Deeble.
That's why you get back to the Union for a celebratory drink in Melbourne. Simply must. Simply must come back for a drink. Does that fire you up, Faithful? Do you remember? Do you remember? Because I do.
That's going to be a drop. That's going to be on an intro one day. That's going to be on an intro one day. I love that. Now, a couple of voices from Friday.
Hit them with me.
Hit them for me. Mads, assume you're well. Cameron from Helensburg here. Just a quick one. For any All-Australian selectors that are currently listening, if you are going to pick a midfielder to play on the half-forward flank, they have to be putting up numbers like Isaac Heaney, 29 disposals and 2 goals, or Chad Warner, 27 disposals and 3 goals. I mean, we've got blokes resting forward from the midfield, kicking 5 between them, up the Bloods, and up the fucking potty. Let's go.
Pretty good position.
Do you know what I like, Mads?
What do you like?
I love a little bit of scoreboard impact, especially from midfielders. Gee whiz, 5 between the pair. Let's go.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's cool. It's berserk, pretty awesome. Really.
Thank you, Cameron.
Good on you, Camo.
Very, very good.
Thanks for chiming in, son.
Wayne Wardale.
Big Wayne.
Hey, boys. It's Wayne O from Adelaide, Henley Beach. Just watching the replay here at 1:34 in the morning.
Yes.
For mine.
For yours.
I am loving the fact that Isaac Heaney is finally showing the world who he really is. A fucking gun.
Yeah.
The body of work. I'm not getting ahead of myself, but I'm so fucking firm. Up the Bloods, up the potty, up the Swannies.
Yeah.
That's good content.
It is.
That's good content for mine, Deeble.
For yours, yeah. For
Joseph
sure.
Gray.
True Bloods, Mads and Deebs, how are we on this beautiful Saturday morning?
Very well,
thank
you.
This is Joe Gray from Footscray. I'd just like to say I don't think I've ever woken up happier when I remembered that I witnessed 70,000 Collingwood supporters leave about 13 minutes into that last quarter. Ran into Paddy McCartan. Walked past Paddy McCartan before the game started. Love to see that he's still getting around the boys. And I hope that man is doing all right. I'd like to give a special shout-out to Louis Milliken and Tommy McCartan. Those two just absorbed everything in that first half. They were pillars, intercept mark after intercept mark. I thought the three big forwards worked really well again last night. Oh, a lot better than last week. And sorry I couldn't join you boys at the Union. My punt is a Collingwood supporter, so we went straight home. Anyway, boys, enjoy the weekend. See ya.
Very good, Joe.
All right, I might jump into the social question, Mads.
Please.
And then we might touch on a couple more voice notes throughout. But the great man, Madison Clark, went with hashtag Ask the Faithful. We're 2-0 heading into our third game of the season, and it's fair to say we're all pretty bloody happy. What areas do you think are key for us to improve so we can keep this up? Best answers to be featured on the potty. And big Dilly-licious.
Oh, Dilly-licious. The dill pickle man.
They do some sensational pickles.
Don't they ever?
Sensational. If you're thinking of buying some pickles, jump on to Dilly-licious. Free plug there. There we go. It just comes natural, Mads. I can't help myself. I'm just a man.
Of the community.
I could sell ice to the Eskimos, Mads. Dilly-licious. Let's go, baby. So we're a team of role players that support each other, and certain players always step up. Fire emoji.
That's true.
Keep Isaac Heaney in the midfield and let's see another bicycle kick from Luke Parker in between the big sticks. I like the idea of Parks getting involved in up forward and causing headaches and pain for the opposition each week.
He's a yank, Dilly-licious.
Yeah, love it. So good.
Pretty good. Pretty good footy head for a yank. Brayden, for mine.
For yours.
For mine, boys. It's leaking late garbage time goals. I think it's fair to say Collingwood were flattered on the scoreboard with 3 late goals, but the margin should have been 60 plus. Agreed.
For sure. And I'll go with Jess Dandy. who says, for mine.
For yours.
Communication could improve. There were a few too many times in the game for my liking where multiple big fellas went up for marks and got in each other's way. The one that resulted in a goal against us is the first made us look bloody silly. Nitpicking, though. Knows her stuff, Jess. Good
it
on
is,
ya.
It is nitpicking. Now, I do have one on the Facebook.
Yeah, get some responses on the Facebook.
Get some responses on the...
Because we are on your Facebooks. We are on your Instagrams, just in case you forgot, Faithful.
And the Twitters and the TikToks.
Yeah, everything, mate. All your social media is covered.
Connor Johnston, Robottom's tackling has been elite so far this year. Absolutely crushed Collingwood. And if he keeps it up, we'll continue to dominate games. I think he's one of our most important players, Dable. Our goal-kicking accuracy is a major thing for us to improve on at this point. The lads look so confident all over the ground. All we need to do is translate that confidence into our set shot game and we're off and racing.
For sure. And it's funny, Mads, that you mentioned Twitter because I've got a comment over on your Twitters.
Wow.
Bob Inman at Bobolowski. Good name. Not too bad. For mine.
For yours.
Goal kicking accuracy. As an aside, the way the midfield is performing, looking forward to Mills easing back into the mids or maybe at a half-back role. Jake Lloyd may struggle to keep his spot.
May indeed.
Very interesting point. Have you got some...
I've got some voices.
Voices in regards to the social cue.
I do, and he's a fan favourite. He needs no introduction.
There is we need to improve on, True Bloods and all the Bloods faithful, is our kicking accuracy. We need to stop getting the behinds and get a lot of six-point goals.
And
the one percenters. That's what will get you, hopefully, to a lot of grand final wins, flags, and trophies we held up. Not runners-up anymore. We've waited 13 years to see the Sydney Swans win a third flag trophy, or sixth trophy, you can say. All the Bloods faithful and True Bloods. We need to fix our kicking accuracy the one percenters. That's all. True Bloods and faithful. Up the Swannies and up the potty.
Very good, Ali.
That's Ali from Wollongong, who is a constant contributor on Dwayne's World on SEN.
Oh, he
as
loves
well.
Dwayne's
so
World.
If you hear Ali from Wollongong, that's big Ali Habak, who's big True Blood supporter. So good on you, Ali.
He's always good content. Mods.
Big Mods.
True Bloods, faithful. It's Mods in Adelaide. How good. Pumping the pies. That was awesome. For mine.
For yours. Yours.
The comedy of errors that we're involved in, such as Lloydie's debacle in the goal square, various misses here and there, ridiculous shots on goal and Logan dropping a couple of easy ones, meant that we didn't look as good as we are, and it sort of keeps us off the radar for a little while. Our big issue is the selection table when the three Bulls come back, Adams, Mills, Parker, what are we going to do then? Discuss. Up the potty, up the Bloods.
Thank you, Mods. I don't think it's going to be an issue. Put it this way. I've never seen us at 100% full strength. I think it'll work itself out.
Yeah.
I think somebody will always be injured. There'll always be natural attrition in that regard. If it is a situation where, you know, they're there and we've got a full strength side. Highly unlikely, but if that is the situation, I reckon what you said before, Deeble, it'll be literally whoever's not giving the best.
Form, yeah, right. Yeah, so it's probably 3 to 4 weeks away, that problem, if it ever comes up. And it comes down to Taylor Adams will go through the twos because he has been off his legs for 2 to 3 weeks. You lose fitness, might need a game.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how I probably see that happening. Parker strolls in and, you know, the person out of form will make way for Luke Parker.
Simple as that.
That's how that will work its way out. And then when Millsy comes back, I'm sure there'll be something else to work with, but no issues. Non-ish.
Yeah, it's a non-ish. And if it is, you know, if we do have a headache at selection, it's a good headache.
Good headache to have. Exactly right. Now, we've got a good voice note here, Mads.
Yes.
You must have been operating over in your MCC like you do. You're sort of, you're a big man. You're a commanding man. And people do recognize you.
They
do. It's great to hear these voice notes come through.
Now, I haven't heard this.
Yeah, it's good.
I haven't heard this. This is from Callum Robertson, who, I'll play it.
Boys, Callum from Sydney. I made it down to the MCG on Friday night. Big commute. Most people would say their highlight of the night was watching the Swans swarm all over the Pies in the second quarter, or even the hordes of despondent Magpies fans heading for the exits with 15 minutes still to play. But for mine, highlight, without question, was heading to the MCG men's room at halftime and running into the one and only Madison Clark at the urinal. Realising this is a rare opportunity, would you believe that the great man was even willing to take a photo with me while we were still in the bathroom? See the attached photo for evidence. Aside from the beaming smiles on the faces of two chipper members of the faithful, my favourite part of the photo is the burly Collingwood fan standing behind us who is midstream at the urinal. What a photo. Imagine me trying to explain that situation to my girlfriend back at our seats. Just quickly, what do we need to improve on? Getting the ball between the big sticks from set shots. Bad kicking is bad footy. Up the potty, up the faithful.
I like him. He's a good fella. It's always awkward when you're in the urinal.
Yeah.
Because you automatically want to shake someone's hand and give them a high five. It's just like, you know. so good.
How good. Elite stuff from the faithful. It's always get through your stuff. Make sure it's of good quality.
One more.
I'm wrapping him up. He wants one more.
Lads, faithful. Todd Damien, Vegan Swan here, asks the faithful question, what can we improve on? I'm going to say fuck all. I'm going to say sit back, relax. Coaches are doing a fucking awesome job. Don't even think about it. Just enjoy the goddamn football.
Love it. Good one to end on.
Solid there. Embrace it, faithful. Because do you remember? Do you remember?
That'll be on a t-shirt.
Yeah, get it on a t-shirt. The people will buy it. But we'll be back right after this. Sapphire Golf Tours are on board for the month of March as sponsors of True Bloods. How good's that, Mads?
Deeble, it's great. And you know who owns Sapphire Golf Tours?
Who would that be?
That'd be Jimmy Wheeler.
Yeah, and his business partner, Mark, as well. Have all your golfing needs sorted out on the Sapphire Coast. And let me tell you, Mads, it is one of the most underestimated parts of the world. You got to get to the Pambula Marimbula Golf Club. It is sensational.
Yeah, it's phenomenal for boys' trips, birthdays, anything where you got a group of guys and you're sort of not sure about how to go about organising your time there, Jimmy will sort you out at Sapphire Golf Tours.
And don't forget, Mads, they're on your Facebooks, they're on your Instagram, so hit them up on the socials at Sapphire Golf Tours and give them a follow and tell Jimmy you say g'day. Welcome back to True Bloods. How good has it been in here on the in the Image Online studio, that is, Mads, in Abbotsford on this Tuesday night, getting the potty out for the faithful?
You know, it's fantastic, Deeble. And, you know, if anyone needs to do a podcast, speak to Dale. It's a fantastic place to get it done.
Or business messaging, on hold corporate music, all that type of stuff. Dale's got you sorted. So
you know
hit
what
up
is
the
weird? It is weird still in t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah, it is. We're used to being rugged up in here, aren't we?
Used to being in a hoodie, a beanie. And you know what, Dale?
What's that, Mads?
It's getting into the winter months, and there are some hoodies, Deeble.
Yeah, there are some hoodies available. There are some T-shirts available. We've got your Errol design, which is, it's pure fire, if I'm being honest, Mads. They've gone bonkers on the Shopify.
How good have the segues been tonight?
They have been really fed in well. But we've got the two Errol designs. We've got the coloured design. And then if the white is a little bit too much for some of the faithful out there.
Bit of sauce on stains,
yeah,
you don't
if
want
you're
that,
a bit worried about that, we've got the Errol design in the white outline on the red hoodie and T-shirt. So jump onto the website. The link is in our bio. And jump on and get yourself a hoodie or get yourself a T-shirt. We've got the original True Blood stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the True Blood's on the front, big True Blood's on the back as well.
Yes. So good.
You got to get real descriptive on the podcast, Mads, so people know what they're getting. But the order is going in this Thursday. So if you don't want to miss out, you want to make sure we've got your size, jump onto the Shopify. The link is in the bio and treat yourself to some True Bloods merch. Let's go.
You don't want to miss out.
You don't. Because we always get people throughout the season like, oh, are you bringing out the beanies? Are you bringing out the hoodies? Have you got any hoodies? It's like, this is your opportunity. No beanies yet. They will come throughout the year.
The reason that we don't order them en masse is simply because we can't just hold 50 t-shirts and hoodies. We don't do drop shipping.
No, not quite.
But yeah, it's good. They're good quality. So get on that and
support the boys.
That keeps the lights on. Now, also, just as an aside, a throwback to something I said last week.
Yeah,
talked about the Channel 7 commentary being pretty crap.
Yes.
Do yourself a favor, and anytime you have an opportunity to listen to Matt Hill commentate a football game, make sure you listen to all four quarters because it's an absolute treat, Deeble.
Yeah, it's really good. So he might be get on some Friday nights, I reckon, now after the feedback. Oh, no, Channel 7 have the Friday night rights, Thursday and Friday.
He's on Fox, isn't
you're
he?
Only going to get him over Sunday.
Is he Fox?
Yep. You're only going to get him of a Sunday. So hopefully we've got a Sunday game and he gets us. That'll be good.
You probably know a bit more about him than I do.
Yeah, he's a race caller in Melbourne. He's the race caller.
Isn't that perfect?
Yeah, and he's just phenomenal, isn't he? He's sort of got a bit of the Bruce McAvaney's about him, but the way you imagine a race call the Melbourne Cup. Well,
especially when the transition gets game, quick.
It's
you know?
Such a good, yeah. Yeah, it's a pleasure to watch. Really good point, Mads, but it doesn't stop after this week, mate, because we have a really important game. And they're all important. They're all worth 4 points in case you didn't know, Faithful. We've got the Dons up at the SCG 7:30 Saturday night. And it's important to keep this momentum going, mate.
It's critical. It's absolutely critical. And we constantly have a history of close games, games where you want to pull your hair out against the Essendon Bombers.
Yeah.
And make no mistake, they are coming off a win.
Yep.
They've got their tails up.
Yep.
They are in a position where after many, many years, they want to prove that they can play finals football. And this would be a real statement game for them. So I think the important thing to do is, you know, other teams, when they get their tails up, you know, especially if they've got fan podcasts, is to become really arrogant and just say, oh, we'll pump these guys, non-ish. It's not that simple.
Yeah.
We need to carry every little bit of form that we have today into the game against Essendon.
For sure. I'm encouraged by the amount of changes that Essendon have in their side in regards to role change too. There's a few guys changing position, you know. You've got Andy McGrath doing his stuff off half back. You know, he's had to go backwards probably last year to, you know, find hold up a spot in that team.
Yeah.
You know, you got Merritt. Does he get a tag? I'd love to see that because I think if you nullify him,
who would go to him?
We spoke about this last week, didn't we? We don't really have one bar Rowie head-to-head, really.
Yeah,
but I'm liking what Rowie's doing both ways as well, but I think he can do both.
For sure.
You know, Jake Kelly's gone up the ground for them as well. He's come off his sort of half-back post, and he's had to go up the ground. You got a 35-year-old Todd Goldstein in the ruck, although I think that could change this week.
You know what's handy?
What's his name coming in?
No Redman.
Misses a week. Really good. Tore us up that game on the G.
Oh, he's good player. You know, he's their springboard.
Yep.
And he's so good at, I guess, being the pseudo general in that back six. So he should not have missed a week. And I cannot believe that they didn't challenge that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's interesting listening to Brad Scott. They just reckon they had no ground, so they didn't go for it.
I would have taken that to the high court.
I don't mind.
Outrageous.
Not complaining, though. String dog. Who goes to Stringer? Always got to worry about Jake
always
Stringer.
Always does quite well against us, too. It's almost Malikan.
Yeah, he's quick enough to sort of. Stringer's powerful, not overly quick.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's almost Malikan.
Don't mind it.
Body on body.
Don't mind it.
Give Malikan the job.
Yep. Or Harry goes with him.
Yep.
Harry could get it done.
I don't think Harry's powerful enough.
I agree. Yep. Some interesting matchups there.
I'm not. You're not too worried about it.
You're not.
But Archie Perkins was unreal last week.
That's the one who's had the role change. He's gone into the guts.
Yeah.
Well, he was kicking goals for him last year.
They're pretty bullish on Archie Perkins. Yeah.
Comparison to the great man, Isaac Heaney.
Very much so. not Isaac yet. Heaney from Wish.
Yes. The Wish version. Yeah. Exactly right.
Can we get Isaac Heaney? We've got Isaac Heaney at home.
Oh, if you had an invite, Mads, who would you be inviting?
Once again, I'm inviting Logan McDonald to the
back
party.
Back to back.
Yep.
And, double down
and
on
just,
the form.
I just want to see it. I want to see the form continue. I want to really nurse this man, or maybe nurse isn't the right word. I want to ride this wave with Logs, this wave of exploratory sort of confidence and just understanding his role and how the role he's going to play in this season of ours.
Yeah.
I want to see him take the forward line by the scruff of the neck and kick four. And I want to see him leading up, getting the Dukes out. Bang, bang, bang from all over the arc.
Yeah.
All over the arc, Deeble. Who are you inviting?
Oh, look, this is long-winded, but hear me out.
Please.
I would love to see Braden Campbell go to Zach Merritt.
Wow.
Follow him around, right?
I like it.
Zach Merritt, right, knows how to find the footy. Great kick of the footy, right? Sensational player, committed to the club. Big respect for Zach Merritt. But this could just, like, make Braden Campbell. I don't think we'll see that, and I don't even think that would be in the planning. But, geez, I'd love to see Braden Campbell go to
love it. Hey,
Merritt.
Give the man a roll.
Well, speaking to some people later in the week.
Some people. Yes,
a person,
we are.
We are. And who would that be, Mads?
That is none other than the Chief Executive Officer of the Sydney Swans, Mr. Tom Harley.
Coming on the pod. Which will be out Friday morning.
Yeah, double pod on this week.
So I might just throw that one to Tom, I think, on Thursday night when we record it.
I'm going to throw a lot of things at Tom.
For sure. But that's exciting news, Faithful.
Very exciting.
Tom Harley is going to be on the potty that will be out Friday morning. What a lead-in to the game on Saturday, just quietly. So we'll put a little questions box up on Thursday afternoon. Get your any questions you got for the big CEO. We don't mess around here at True Bloods. We go straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
You want some answers, Faithful? We go straight to the top for you. So get your questions through. It'll be awesome to hear from Tom. We had some really good chats with him. At the 150th Guernsey launch. So, encourage the faithful to get your questions through
for sure.
On Thursday, Arvo. Really looking forward to it.
Oh, man. Such a nice guy.
What a get.
Yeah.
Great get for the boys.
Who, if anyone, comes out?
It's unchanged for mine.
For yours, Deeble.
I think I don't see any changes unless there's something role specific or
not for mine, Deeble.
Yeah, for yours. It's we agree there. We agree.
We do. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, and having no injuries coming out of the first 2 weeks is pivotal for us too.
Critical. What do you want to see the most?
I want to see the consistency in game plan, the consistency in execution. It's been great the first week, so I want to see the improvement by hand. It was interesting watching the footy shows on Monday night. And I, as soon as they said it, I was like, yep, you're bang on.
Yep.
So the cleanness by hand and the execution by foot.
I want accurate kicking. 6-point goals.
6-point goals, low kicks, six point
goals. That's right.
Through the big sticks.
Through the big sticks.
Yep. I like it.
Pain and hurt and torment.
Yeah. And look, it's something that's, you do have to look into it, right? It's, if we're taking shots from out on the boundary, they're hard
to
get, right?
Yep.
But when they're dead in front, 20 metres out, slight angle,
can't
kick
sinful.
The goals.
Sinful.
Simply must kick.
Simply must.
Swannies by how far, mate?
5 goals.
Yeah, I'm going 7.
Seven goals.
I think we're a comfortably better side, and I hope we get it done.
Love to see foot on throat
sort
of stuff.
Yep.
Because it's always an arm wrestle.
It is.
It's always an arm wrestle with them.
They always seem to match up on us all right.
Yep.
So it'd be good to run over the top of them and have a nice, easy Saturday night out. going to watch the footy, possibly maybe going down to the Rising Sun.
I'll be at a wedding.
Yep, the number one spot to watch Swanee's games away when the game's in Sydney. Simply must get to the Rising Sun.
Best.
To Raglan Street, South Melbourne.
So I'll be at a wedding and I'm going to stroll up, sort of plug my Chromecast in.
Yep.
Sort of be a, you know, photos of the bride and groom. Just how lovely. Some music playing. Nope. Swans Essendon.
Yeah, very good.
Maddie, come and hang out with us. What are you doing? You're being weird. No.
No, I've got my second job to attend to.
Sorry, I'm working.
How good. How did the tips go this week for you, mate?
Oh, Deeble, I missed out on a perfect round by
one.
Brizzy have done me in big time. They've done me dirty, Deeble.
Yeah, I picked the pick seven. Somehow picked the D's against Western Bulldogs. Sorry, tipped the Bulldogs against the D's. I think that was nearly a personal vendetta.
Yeah, sure.
Probably.
No, and do you know what? When they started coming back in the fourth quarter, I said, I've done my nuts here.
Yeah.
Because I never tip them. You know, I'm going to out her.
Out her.
Liz tipped Collingwood.
That's unbelievable.
I was...
There were a few. Matty Donnelly tipped Collingwood.
What?
Pretty sure. Yep.
Oh, see, now, I'm absolutely fine with people not tipping Sydney. I think it's almost a little bit enough to just tip Sydney all the time just cause.
Yeah.
We were always a strong chance of winning that game. Yeah,
for sure.
Like, that's just poor tipping for mine, Deeble.
For yours, Mads, I like it.
So, sorry, Liz.
Donalds.
And Donalds. That's not funny. Good.
That's a good outing. I love it.
It's not good.
So good.
I can't believe it.
All right, let's jump into this week's tips. St Kilda Collingwood, MCG tomorrow night.
You know what? Saners.
Saners as well. I think so. Friday night, we've got Adelaide v Geelong.
Interesting one. Adelaide didn't inspire me at all.
Definitely not. Geelong away from home.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Catters.
Catters. A couple upsets there.
Frio up and about against North Melbourne.
Yeah, definitely. $1.45. That could be the bet of the weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Gee whiz.
Gamble responsibly.
Always.
Hawthorn and Melbourne.
D's. On the deck.
You would think MCG. So.
You would think so.
In front of their 15,000 fans. Western Bulldogs and Gold Coast.
This is the test for the Gold Coast.
Ballarat.
Yeah, Mars. Find a way to win.
Wow.
Gold Coast, if you want to be respected in this competition.
Bulldogs were not much chop against Melbourne.
Yeah. I'm tipping Gold Coast. I think Dimmer's found something there. Yeah. Harness the team, I think.
Oh, totally. Galvanised, if you will, Deeble.
For sure.
Richmond and Port Adelaide.
Port.
Come on, Port Adelaide aggression.
And
GWS versus West Coast.
Did West Coast win a game this year? They actually weren't too bad.
No, they were fine,
Just got overrun a bit.
They were fine. Yeah. I mean, now there's already buys. Brisbane and Carlton. Jeez, yeah. Brisbane need... you wouldn't have thought in round two you'd need a week off, but...
That's it. They need it. Comes at a good time for them, doesn't it?
Well, Deeble, it's very enjoyable job that we have at the moment. We got the good job, boys.
Yeah. It's very easy to come in here and talk Swannies with you, mate. It's good when we're flying, and as I say, you just got to embrace it because these times don't come along too often, but at the same time, she's a long year, Mads.
She's a long year.
There's a lot of water to go under the bridge, but this has been True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. We're number one in the hearts and we're number one on the charts. Speaking words of wisdom.
Up the potty. Deeble, how long's it been since you've had your wheels aligned?
You know what, Mads? It's probably been a little bit too long.
I wonder where you'd go to get that done.
I know exactly where you go, Mads. You call up Chadston Toyota and speak to the service team at 1547 Dandenong Road or give them a call on 9568-0933 and book in your wheel alignment.
Love. Well, Debs, you can get four new tyres fitted by them, and that includes a free premium wash on the house. How good is that?
That is sensational. And don't forget about all the Hiluxes down there, whether it's your SR5, the Rogue, or the GR Sport. Take delivery before the 30th of June, and you get a $1,500 worth of genuine Toyota accessories.
How good, Deeble. And don't forget, T's and C's apply.
And follow them on your social medias too, Mads, at Chadston Toyota, and talk to Lee and the team. He's a big Swannies man, so get behind Chadston Toyota this year.